Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. And this morning, I'm delighted to have as my guest one of our specialists in team solutions, and her name is Rhonda York. She lives in Charlotte, North Carolina, and she can be reached at teamwisesolutions.com. Rhonda, welcome.
Thanks, Laurie Beth. So excited to be here with you this morning.
That's
great.
From
one coast to the other.
There you go. Well, I just wanted to kick off our show, as I usually do, with how did you come to experience PATH and PEP, and what is the personal difference it has made in your life?
Well, I had the wonderful opportunity of taking the PATH profile and going through one of those workshops back in 2001 with Ann Starrett here in North Carolina. It was a fabulous experience and introduced me to some wonderful people and just really opened my eyes to the question, am I on my path? What is my path? And how do I get there and stay on it? And then had the opportunity to do some follow-up PATH workshops with Ann where I provided coaching. I am a trained coach. So then I went back in and facilitated some workshops where other PATH attendees had come and said, this is where I was, this is what I've reached, and I helped them articulate how they got there so they could share that message with other people and give them hope and inspiration. And then it was several years after that when Nicole Greer attended one of my workshops that I hosted on dealing with fear and how that holds us back, et cetera, and so forth. And then when Nicole started with the PATH element profile, the four elements of success, and was hosting a workshop, I attended one of her first workshops, and I was blown out of the water, amazed, so excited, and thought, this is so great. As you say on your website, it's simple, it's easy, it's fun, and it's very easy to remember, and that's what I like.
That's great. Well, tell us quickly, what is your element?
I am a wind fire, and what that means is I am very fast-paced, and it is so true. I've done a lot of assessments, again, being a professional coach, and I've done a lot of career transition coaching, so I'm attracted to assessments. I look to see their validity, and I measure it by how true it is for me. I feel like I know myself pretty well, so when I take an assessment tool and I feel it's dead on, then I definitely think, oh, this is a great tool. So being a wind fire, and like I said, the fast pace, I like change. I like variety. I consider myself to be very bold and a risk taker, and I just like to keep moving. You know, show me something different. I'm spontaneous. Let's have fun. I think you're the same way, right, Laurie Beth?
Us wind fires, we like to get fast results is what I tell
Absolutely.
People.
Absolutely, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about how you've been using PATH Elements Profile, or PEP, in teams, and what are some of the results that you've seen?
Well, we've taken, I have a business partner, Marla Emery, and we take it into organizations to help them, first of all, identify their own personal communication style, and then really reinforce that when we communicate, our tendency is to communicate to everybody in the same manner and in the same way we like to be communicated to, and then people get frustrated and wonder why people aren't listening to them, why they're not doing what they asked them to or getting the results they're looking for. And so when we facilitate these workshops, we bring that awareness to them that everybody's different. We communicate differently. We behave differently, just like the elements have different behavioral styles to them and traits. We all have those different behaviors and traits. And so understanding that you can't talk to every person the same way just sends that proverbial aha moment, the light bulb going off. So once we identify their element and they learn the elements of their other team members, it helps them to understand when I go in and talk to my sales manager and he's a wind and I'm a water or I'm an earth, I need to know what language to use, the pace to use, and how to talk in a way that they will listen and give me the answers that I'm looking for.
I'm reminded of a cartoon I saw about someone trying to train a dog, and they were saying all these things, and then the cartoonist illustrated what the dog was hearing, and it was blah, 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 Fido, blah, 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 Fido. And so often when we're talking to people, we are communicating out of our value base. And if our value base isn't connecting with their value base, they're really not hearing us, right?
Absolutely.
I went to see the movie The Blind Side last night with
Sandra
Bullock, and it was such a picture of the elements in action. And I'm thinking about, you know, your specialty being teams, how this coach was trying to get the boy to hit, he was a boy at that time, teenager,
mm-hmm.
to hit other people, but it was clear that he was a water. And it wasn't until she told the coach and told him, you know, pretend like you're protecting your family, that he really got fired up. And so she was a double fire. Anyway, if you haven't seen the movie, go see it. It's just a...
No, I do. Yeah, great, because I do want to see that. I've seen the trailers on TV, so I'm excited. And now I will be able to filter it through the elements and identify each character as according to their element.
Yeah, she's a double fire. There's no doubt about that.
Which, with you mentioning that, that is something else, having gone through the PEP and being a trainer on the PATH element profiles, that I can do that. And it's interesting that my partner and I, as we sit around and meet with clients or prospective clients and talk to people, we'll go, boy, that person's an earth, or can you feel the earth in the air, or, yep, we're dealing with fires here, we need to do this and do that and shorten the proposal and get to the bottom line quickly. So it's been wonderful for us to be able to identify what people are and learn to adjust our approach and our dialogue with them. So it's helped us to be successful also. And one of the things I'd like to share about two different companies that we've taken this workshop into their organization. One provides an online list of every employee in the company and what their element is, so that they are constantly reminded of that element, and they have really no excuse to check it before they go in to talk to someone. And then another organization, when they completed it, they were allowed to purchase an element or a symbol for their element to put in their office on their desk. So the fires have a dragon on their desk. The winds have a windmill. The waters, of course, have a water, some type of water element on there, you know, the waterfalls. And then the earth people have a globe on their desk. So, so it's another reminder that when I go in and I look and I see that, it's like, oh, yeah, this person, whatever their element is, reminds me of the way I need to adapt to them to speak their language so that they will hear what I want them to hear.
Now, do you have any specific stories that you can share with us where a team, you know, teams have their own element, right? When they're grouped as individuals,
yeah,
depending on what the team leader is, you could have a team that's largely wind, fire, or earth, water,
mm-hmm.
and then the discomfort that creates for the people of different elements that are on that team, and how through wise coaching, you can get people into alignment and valuing the differences. Any stories you can share with us there?
Well, I have an organization where the president, CEO, is a double fire, and he has a lot of water, earth on his team, and he is very frustrated.
Mm.
Can you imagine why?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Can you think about them for a moment?
Yeah. Okay, so the double fire, of course, wants things done quickly, wants everybody to be innovative, moving forward. You know, I tell you something to do, you should have had it done yesterday. And then we have the water earths that are very slow and methodical, and they need more information, and they want to analyze it, and they want to think about it and make sure that it works for everybody and for the waters, that it's all harmonious. So I've been coaching the CEO and just helping him understand the different elements that he has on his team and how he, being the leader and running this team from the top down, how he needs to make changes in order to affect the changes that he wants within his organization. And
so let's look at a fire leader. How do we coach a fire leader, which is not unusual to have them in the lead
mm-hmm.
position,
right?
About working effectively with a water earth team, which is basically the only elemental combination that can grow anything.
Yeah. True.
So what do you say to this person?
Well, one, it's helping him to understand that waters and earth do move slower, and so that they're not shirking their duties and not being disrespectful of him and his request, that it's the way they operate. So the first part is getting him to be aware and understand that it's not that they're inept or incapable of doing their job. They just go about it in a different manner than he does. The second part is if he wants changes, then he needs to be a teacher and a coach and not a dictator, because you and I know that water and earth don't accept that. It's something that they become resistant to, and it hurts their feelings.
Right.
And so they tend to either shut down and or defend. So for him, he needs to understand how his actions are causing the things that he doesn't want.
Now, I was fascinated when you said that you had done a workshop around fear.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at what do fires fear? What are the fears of each of the elements, and how might that affect team performance?
Fires, in my opinion, their fear is losing control.
Right.
And possibly respect. And again, if they come across and they burn through their employees or their team, they can lose that respect, and if they lose the respect, they're losing the motivation and the morale of their team. And then they
powerful.
Wonder why they don't ignite and support them and run behind them.
Right.
For waters, they are afraid of losing friends. The waters are very harmonious. They want everybody to get along and everybody to be happy, and so they have that fear of discord on the team, of it not being right, of not their boss not being pleased with what they do. And so sometimes they are the proverbial paralysis by analysis, because they want to wait and make sure that it's the right thing to do. The wind, we like attention. And again, we're afraid of being rejected and of not being appreciated for what we do. Winds need a lot of reassurance of and attaboys. You're doing a great job. Keep it up. That's
right.
A big motivator for winds. And the earth, this is one which is I am very, very low in earth, so it's hard for me to really figure out what they're afraid of, and you may can help me with that, but they want everything right.
Yeah.
They are so focused on everything being methodical, structured, the detail-oriented. A lot of your accountants, financial people you'll find are earth, because they're so focused and in tune to the details.
Right.
And they want to make sure they're right, and they don't want to be wrong.
Right. They're afraid of making a mistake. Well, Rhonda, yeah. This has just been so helpful for me just to think about the different fears of the elements, and I really bless you in Charlotte, North Carolina, and the work that you're doing with TeamWiseSolutions.com, and I'm sure that you would agree that everything, you can go so deep with this material, right? I mean, it's just layers upon layers upon layers as you coach and teach people with this. So thank you for being our team. And blessings to you and to our listeners. Please check out our other shows at LauriBethJones.com. And we wish you a wonderful elemental life and experience with your team. Thank you so much for listening in. Thank you, Rhonda.
Thank you, Lori Beth, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving to you and to all the listeners.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.